This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
So Joy Reid has been attacked recently for some of the things that she posted many years ago. She's a MSNBC host, of course, an anti-Trump host, and even though she apologized for them, she's getting raked over the coals for something that's very interesting, which is that she promoted the 9/11 Loose Change movie many years ago, which, of course, talks about how 9/11 was a particular kind of conspiracy. And what's fascinating to me about this is that today's media attacks Joy Reid over this. It says she promoted the idea that 9/11 was a conspiracy theory. And the reason that that's so funny to me is because according to the official U.S. government report and the official media reports from everybody, Washington Post, New York Times, everybody, 9/11 was a conspiracy. What is the definition of a conspiracy? I mean, think about it. The FBI charges people with conspiracy. Well, actually, the DOJ does the charging, but the FBI investigates conspiracies every day. The DOJ charges people with conspiracy every day. So the mainstream media likes to pretend like there are no conspiracies. And if you think there's a conspiracy, then you're a conspiracy theorist. And that's what Joy Reid is, they say, which is absurd. A conspiracy, if you ask the DOJ or ask your local state attorney general or prosecutor, conspiracy is when just two or more people plot a crime together. That's it. So if you rob a bank, you're charged with bank robbery. But if you have a friend working with you and you and your friend planned it together, then you're charged with bank robbery and, guess what? Conspiracy to commit bank robbery, you see. This is a common charge in law enforcement. And that's why it's so, people who use the term conspiracy theory in a derogatory manner are just showing how incredibly stupid they are, that they think there's no such thing as a conspiracy. Well, I guarantee you there are thousands of people rotting away in prisons all across America, actually tens of thousands, who have been convicted on conspiracy charges. And again, getting back to 9/11, the official government report is that it was a conspiracy. I mean, it was multiple hijackers, right? Because was it three planes? Yeah, I think it's three planes, right? Three planes that went down? Three planes that were hijacked, if I'm recalling the story correctly? So, you know, whether or not that's accurate or not, whether or not that's what really happened, the official story is that it had to be a conspiracy because there had to be three groups of hijackers, right? They weren't isolated crimes that just happened to coincide in the same day. It was a conspiracy among hijackers to hijack the planes and steer them into the buildings and so on. That's the official story. The official story is a conspiracy analysis. So any media person, and of course, you know, corporate-run media people, they're all prostitutes and liars, and they're not even very intelligent. They're kind of stupid. When they say that, oh, this person is promoting a conspiracy, he thinks 9/11 was a conspiracy, that's actually the official government report. So that's one thing. And it reminds me of this observation about people. There are people who don't recognize that there is evil in the world, and some people actually think there is no such thing as a conspiracy, which is especially shocking when you consider that the entire left-wing media for the last 2 years has been pushing a conspiracy theory, which is that the Russians colluded with President Obama to steal the election from Hillary Clinton. What is that? That's a conspiracy theory. And the media has been pushing that conspiracy theory for years. But do they call it a conspiracy theory? Of course not. Even though it's just a theory, hasn't been proven. There are no substantial facts. There's no confirming evidence, is there? So it's a theory, not something that's proven. It is, by definition, it is a conspiracy theory, this idea that the Russians colluded with Trump to steal the election. But the media doesn't describe that. I mean, you know, the New York Times doesn't come out with a new story and say, we're the New York Times, and here's the conspiracy theory we're pushing today. about Papadopoulos or somebody else. You see, to the left, their conspiracy theories are facts. But other people's facts are called conspiracies. So there you go. That's really all you need to know. Just shorten this whole podcast. Whenever you hear the term conspiracy theory used in a derogatory manner to try to shut somebody down, usually means that they're actually talking about facts. And whenever you hear the left say that they're printing facts about Trump, usually it's an actual conspiracy theory. Just reverse those two and you'll make more sense of the world. But thanks for listening. That's my take on it. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, publisher of Trump.news, and also, believe it or not, conspiracy.news. You can read about more actual conspiracies and some conspiracy theories. So take your pick. Check it all out. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.